Before his son became a Marine, commentator Frank Schaefer never thought much about who was defending his country. Now he understands where fighting men come from.
In 1999, when the barrel-chested Marine recruiter showed up in dress blues and bedazzled my 18-year-old son John, I didn't stand in the way. John was headstrong, and he seemed to understand these stern, clean men with straight backs and flawless uniforms. I didn't. I live on the Volvo-driving, higher-education-worshipping North Shore of Boston. I write novels for a living. I've never served in the military. At the private school John attended, no other students were going into the military. One parent, a professor at a nearby and rather famous university, spoke up at a school meeting and suggested the school should carefully evaluate what went wrong. When John graduated from 3 months of boot camp on Paris Island, 3,000 parents and friends were on the parade deck stands. We parents were white and Native American. We were Hispanic, Arab, African American, Asian. We were former Marines wearing the scars of battle, or at least baseball caps emblazoned with battles' names. We were Southern whites from Nashville, skinheads from New Jersey, and black kids from Cleveland wearing ghetto rags, and big white ex-cons with ham hock forearms defaced by jailhouse tattoos. My son has connected me to my country in a way that I was too selfish and insular to experience before. I feel closer to the waitress at our local diner than to some of my oldest friends. She has two sons in the Corps. They're facing the same dangers as my boy. When the guy who fixes my car asks me how John's doing, I know he means it. His nephew is a Marine. During World War II, the sons and daughters of the most powerful and educated families did their bit. If the immorality of the Vietnam War was the only reason those lucky enough to go to college dodged the draft, why didn't we encourage our children to volunteer for military service once that war was done? What is the future of our democracy when the sons and daughters of the janitors at our elite universities are far more willing to be put in harm's way than are any of the students whose dorms their parents clean? As the storm clouds of war gather, at least I know that I can look the men and women in uniform in the eye. My son is one of them. He is the best I have to offer. He is my heart.
Frank Schaefer is author of Keeping Faith, a father-son story about love in the United States Marine Corps. It was co-written with his son, Marine Corporal John Schaefer.